You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Wayne the Train Hancock has been making albums for 25 years. The Western swing and country music artist says although his music may not be in tune with contemporary trends, it's the music he loves best. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with Hancock and has more.
Slinging rhythm. A one, two, one, two, three, four.
I'm curious about how you first became acquainted with Western swing and country music. Was it, you know, your parents listening to it, or was the radio on all the time, or did you find it later?
My parents were both World War II era people. You know, my dad was born in 1922. My mom was born in 1926. So we had a lot of cool Western swing stuff. About 1979, I went to a record store, and I found a Texas Playboy album. It was the original Playboys, but without Bob Wills. It was like a reunion thing. I bought the album because it had a really cool record cover on it, man. You know, that's why I bought it. And I started listening to the music, and of course it was Bob Wills. And so that made me go back and find his old recordings, you know, and really got into the stuff.
I don't know how I'm gonna do it. I just know somehow that I'm gonna make it through it. Cause that's how I make my living, by slinging rhythm.
At what point did you start writing your own songs? Was that something that happened right away, or was it you played for a number of years and then, you know, one day you said, okay, I'm going to try this for myself?
To be fair, I was probably around 11 or 12 when I wrote my first songs. And the reason I wrote them, because I just got tired of the stuff that was on the radio, man. And it was fairly easy. You know, I think the first song I ever wrote was Poor Boy Blues, and I put this yodel in it. That was before I knew about copyrights. I put this yodel in it, so I figured nobody else could yodel. You know? So they weren't going to try to steal the song.
Worn out suit, worn out shoes. I got no money to pay my dues. Oh, Lord, I got the poor boy blues.
In your live shows, I mean, is this something where, you know, you can be sort of spontaneous, for instance, with the set list or solos and that sort of thing? You try to keep it sort of fresh night to night?
Oh, yeah. See, I don't use a set list. Everything I call is from memory. I used to have set lists years ago, and, of course, people in the audience will request songs, so you kind of throws it out of time with what you got on your list. A lot of kids will go up and they'll take I've heard about this happening with other bands, never with mine. They'll go up and they'll take a picture of their set list and they'll just post it because they know that band plays those songs the same way every night. It's just like listening to a record. There's never a deviation. Everything is right down to the letter. In some cases, even down to the what they say in between songs will be exactly the same night after night. So I don't want that. I always want my shows to be fresh, and I have such a large repertoire of songs. I don't even know how many songs I can do. I'm sure it's close to 200 or 300. It's all spontaneous.
Well, that sounds like, you know, you definitely also keep the band on their toes as well. So that's
yeah,
always
well,
a good,
you know,
thing.
The band keeps me on my toes. They're really, really good players. They've been with me going on 5 years now. Everybody in the band, their parts are written into the songs now. So yeah, they got to be on their toes, and I got to be on my toes to be with them. And that keeps everybody else out there dancing and keeps the shows fresh. And then I don't get tired of doing the same material every night, you know.
The first time I ever saw you, I knew we'd never part. If I could make you want me, you'd always have my heart. Every time I see you, baby, my heart just melts away. And if you'll be my candy, I love you for always. Yes, it's true, I'm on the road forevermore in every town. But honey, don't go feeling down, 'cause it won't be long till I'm back around.